Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn. The power within. Damn, damn, damn.
Jason Waller, True Underdog Podcast here. Super excited, underdogs. I have got something in store for you guys. Earlier this year, the end of last year, I had my eldest daughter, Hannah Waller, on. She's 22, has a kid on the way. It was great. It's called hashtag Family Talk. Now, I've got my 17-year-old, my second oldest daughter on, Mackenzie Waller, a.k.a. Boop, a.k.a. Smartass, a.k.a. I can take anybody's man, a.k.a. giggly and smiling and full of shit. Like, that, you're my kid here, a.k.a. I'm a softball baller, a.k.a. I'm a narcissist and I'm proud of it. Did I miss it?
Oh,
did I miss it?
You did not have to go like that.
I'm just saying, it's a great intro, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess so.
All right. So I'm excited to have you on. Are you excited to be on?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, the intro, is all of that pretty accurate?
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
I love it. Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
All right, good. Well, I want to start with a couple things. First, let's talk about what it's like being Mackenzie Waller. What does a day of being Mackenzie Waller look like for you? All the listeners want to know.
I don't even know. Let's see. I wake up at like 2 p.m. on a good day.
Why 2 p.m.? What happens? Why do you have to wake up so late?
I don't know. I'm just tired and I have narcolepsy. So
that is true. You do have narcolepsy. A lot of people don't know that. What's it like having narcolepsy?
It's hard, but I can get through it. It's not that hard. I mean.
So you sleep in on a basic day till 2?
Yeah.
Then what?
Then I just kind of lay in bed until I have energy to go downstairs and eat something.
What if it's a school day? You get up?
Yeah, I log into Zoom. I sometimes sleep through Zoom.
Oh, geez, that's not good. I hope your teachers aren't watching this. How do you do your work?
I'm actually good with doing my work. I can actually finish. I do all my work.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So then you get up or at 2, you get some energy, you come down at 4 or 5. Then what happens?
I eat dinner. My breakfast. Usually
your breakfast is dinner. Maybe that's why you stay so thin. You'd like intermittent fast for like 18 hours a day because you sleep.
Yeah, I think so. I would think, yeah.
But you eat a lot at dinner. Like you're grinding and eating and eating and eating. And then you're getting like the cinnamon rolls from McDonald's and you're eating those and then whatever else, right?
True, yeah.
Taco Bell, slushies, all that for dinner?
Yeah.
What else? I mean, you haven't even talked about family or, you know, the pesky cats we have, nothing.
I mean, I don't know, like on a usual day, I just come downstairs and hang out with everyone and then everyone goes to bed.
So your day's boring.
That's a usual day. Yeah.
Interesting. Usually. What do you think of the pandemic? Ooh.
Okay. So honestly, I think it's kind of stupid how far this has taken. It's like a 98.9% survival rate over something like this. Like, I like doing Zoom because I don't like going into school, but I don't think certain things should still be canceled.
What do you like about your school?
I don't know. Like, I think it's an easier workload.
So it's easier to do Zoom? That's what you enjoy about it?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to physically go there?
I don't have to like get up and like drive all the way to school.
So let's talk about you growing up in the Waller household. You know, we've been approached and discussed one time having a reality TV, and half the family wants to do it, half the family doesn't. I'm actually one that doesn't want to do it, but you feel like we could have a reality TV show, and why?
Yeah, I think we should, because a lot of my friends say that our family is not normal, and I'm not sure why, but I think we're just like a different breed.
So through your lenses, your eyeballs, your brain, your voice, what is our family like? Like, go ahead and characterize each person in our family. And remember, they're going to listen to this.
Okay, so I guess I'll start from, like, youngest to oldest. So I think Christian is, like, he's such a nerd. I mean, I don't even know how to, like, describe him. He's just such a little geek. But He's hilarious. That kid is so funny. And then there's London.
Hold on. Let's stay one at a time. What about his ability to diet?
Dude, it's insane. Like,
explain it.
That
explain
kid doesn't
it.
Eat. Like, this kid, like, lived off of steak for, like, 2 weeks straight. And I was like, are you kidding
And protein
me?
Shakes. He wouldn't have any carbs. Remember out of the
he
blue
wouldn't
he started
eat
this.
Anything. Like,
and he used to love slushies and everything. Yeah.
I know. Like, he would eat, like, Skittles. Like, he would just keep eating. And now he just doesn't even, like, eat bad at all.
He lost a lot of weight real fast. And he's 10.
Yeah.
His willpower, he makes me feel embarrassed. I'll get something. He's like, why would you eat that? You're going to be fat. And I'm like.
Yeah, he made me like feel like I needed to work out when I was like, oh my God.
I remember that. I remember you saw him. He took his shirt off. He lost a little weight. You would get, you would, London said, we're going to go downstairs and work out. Christian's ahead of the game.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God.
All right. So enough about Christian. You think he's a geek, but he's funny as heck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, London.
I think London is a bully.
And London's 14 and she's the bully of the house. Explain. You've reported her to bully.com. Is that true?
I have. I reported her to a website because she kept untying my shoe and I kept telling her to quit it and she just would not stop. So I was like, all right, now you're registered bully.
Do you think you and Hannah are a little scared of her?
I think if it's me and Hannah, we can take her. But I think if it's just us
individually, probably not.
Mm-mm.
Why is she such a badass?
I don't know.
And she's mean, but she's a badass. It's weird.
I don't know.
She is tough. I could see her being a bully. She bullies me a little bit too. I ain't lying. I mean, I'm 41 years old. She bullies me too. She makes me feel like I got to do something. I'm like, what?
I know. And she's like, smart.
All right. So that's London. London's a natural all out bully. Oh, and she's gifted. She had like a 146 on her IQ, right?
I think she cheated.
How does she cheat on an IQ test?
I don't know, but I don't believe it.
Oh, jeez.
That kid has no common sense.
But, dude, she's as smart as they get, like, dude. Like, she's quick like, on her feet. Like, she's like, bam, 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 done.
I'm just like, geez, where is your common sense? It, like, there's nothing in there.
It's all used for the other intelligence, right? It's not balanced, but I get it. All right, so that's London. Go ahead. What about you?
I don't know. I'm not going to brag or anything, but I think I'm like the best sibling, probably.
You're the best kid, huh?
Yeah.
You're one of, hey, by the way, Kenzie, you are one of my favorite kids.
Such a compliment.
One of my favorite kids. You like that?
One of the four.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. I get it. So you're the softball playing bruiser in basketball, fouling your friends real hard and ruining relationships, getting thrown out of games because you foul too much. Breaking your ankles and wrist, always smiling and being sneaky. Kid, is that pretty accurate?
Not even sneaky.
You've been a little sneaky before. So before we jump to Hannah, what is something you've done you've never told your parents? And the truth comes out. The truth will set you free.
I really don't know because everything that I've done, mom found out.
Why does she find out everything?
I don't know. But she's like so good.
You think she's hired a psychic or like a tarot card reader or something?
Like, I don't know. But like literally she was like on it. Like every time I did something, she knew about it. And I was like, oh, interesting. Maybe she's following me. I don't know.
Maybe. There's something. Before this show ends, you're going to tell me something we don't know. So go ahead and go to Hannah.
Hannah is very slow. She's very slow.
She's slow? I think she's pretty witty and quick.
No, she is like opposite of Hannah or London. She is not that bright, but I love it. And it is so fun.
I think her common sense is great, but her book smart's not there. She once had a 9 in math.
Yeah, I know. But I think sometimes Hannah does not have common sense either. It's just kind of a hit or miss with the questions that you have to ask her. But I think she's pretty funny.
Is she funnier than you?
No, I think us together would be like, it's pretty fun to be around both of us. I don't know. Christian said that I was the funniest, so holding that trophy up.
Oh, there you go. What about your mom? What's she like living with?
I don't know. Mom's, I guess like living with like younger parents, I think it's a lot different than like a lot of other people have.
Explain.
Because, like you guys are like more like into like the trends in a way and like listen to like somewhat of the same music because you guys are much younger. So I think it's like, I think it's a lot different, like family time with having like you two as parents versus like someone having like older parents. So like, I feel like older parents would like not like do like the things that like we all do.
I could see that. What kind of music do you like that we like?
I mean, you listen to like Drake and like rappers that are like just came out.
What does your mom listen to?
Mom's favorite. She listens to Cardi B all the time.
I like a little country too.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Who's your favorite artist?
Probably Morgan Wallen.
And then who? Post Malone?
Yeah.
Eh, I get it. I've taken you to 2 Post Malone concerts. No, 1.
2.
No, you went to 2. I've taken you to 1. That's right. Okay. So, all right. So living with your mom, it's just kind of cool because she's hip and she's young and she's a psychic. And so she's able to catch everything you do.
Literally.
All right. So what about your dad? I mean, I know he's the shit, but let's hear you say it.
He's all right. I mean, all kind right. of like self-centered, but okay.
He's the king narcissist, right? You're the...
No, no. You're the god of the family is what you said.
And what are you?
And I'm the second god.
That's right. So we run shit here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
People, we make decisions. Okay,
all those listeners and viewers out there, just so you know, we run shit here, okay? You go to me and people go to you, right? Remember that Denzel Washington thing? That's us. All right, so that's your family take. Let's go through, we talked a little bit about, you know, being 17 in today's world and, you know, you've had a chaotic life. I mean, up and down, we're moving here, we're moving there. We're not moving here. We aren't moving there. You know, you've done 3 years of school here in Michigan. You've made some friends. Some people are a little twisted and sideways. Some aren't, you know, you grew up in North Carolina. I mean, just everybody's different, right? I love the people here in Michigan, but one thing that isn't different is social media going everywhere. Let's talk about social media. You wanted to discuss social media and its issues with, you know, young women. So let's discuss it. How do you feel about social media and what do you want to bring to this platform about it?
I think social media is sometimes a negative thing and a positive thing. You know, living in two different places, I think that having social media helps me like keep in contact with those people and see what they're doing, but it also lets me know like that I'm left out or that like you're not invited somewhere or someone's with someone that claim that they didn't like. I think it's just like, it's a hit or miss. I enjoy it, but I hate it.
What do you enjoy about it? Give me 3 things you enjoy about social media and then 3 things you hate about social media.
I mean, I love like keeping up with old friends. I mean, there's a lot of people I reconnected from social media, like playing softball when we were younger. I definitely love like just seeing like posts from like my sister and like my niece because like we don't get to see her all the time.
Oh, Pootie.
And yep, Pootie. And then I definitely love like just like posting pictures and like letting people see my life and like how like I live my life, knowing that I live in 2 different places and like just having 2 separate friend groups. And I think the thing that I hate about it is, you know, like not being invited somewhere. You know, you can like tell if someone's like lying and they're like, oh, like I'm busy, but you can see where they are. I mean, like people posting fake stuff. I mean, there's like a whole thing of people pretending like they like have so much money just for the public to see. And I just think it's kind of stupid. Like, you don't have to post stuff that's not actually you. I mean, same with like photoshopping and stuff. Like you never know who someone is. And I also think like I've had a lot of bad things happen to me through social media, like accounts made about me, accounts made about my family. I just hate that aspect too. I think it's just irritating.
Where people can really talk trash or make you a subject of matter that might not be accurate and share it with other people, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree with you on social media. You know, I use it a lot for my platform, obviously, but you know, I think that being able to keep up with people is great. I think being able to share success stories, you know, the problem with social media is that you can either share success or you can be bragging. You can either be confident or you can be arrogant. So it is a fine line. And I think that when you're empowering people or you're serving people, you're giving something out there that gives back to somebody, then I think that that's the right way to use it. When you're just about me, 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 and look at me, and look at what I look like, and look at my six pack, or look at my boobs, or look at my hair, or look at my car, or look at my house, and here I'm on vacation, and all about me, I think that's arrogant and that's bragging. And even though you're excited and you want to share it with people, maybe you don't mean to be doing that. And I'm not talking about you specifically, Mackenzie, but I'm talking about people listening out there. It can come across the wrong way. Right? I'm guilty of it. We all are. But when you empower and you have a message or you're saying, hey, or you're sharing it with people and you're sharing the joy and you're enlightening people or you're helping people or you're advising people or you're serving people, I think that then it's very powerful, right? Because we can go there for a resource of information to learn something. You know, like today's workout, I did the bicep workout, right? I pull up my dude. I'm like, whoa, look at that workout. I'm watching it and I'm doing the same thing, right? It keeps me, you know, grinding straight. Or I'll need a motivational pick me up and somebody, oh, I love what that guy just said. And I get all excited, right? So I think that there's a good place for it, but I think that it, you know, I hate the feeling of, and I feel bad for younger women. I think men look at it too, and boys, but not as much as women. I think women are looking at it and everybody's posting bathing suits pictures and they, you know, they're photoshopping themselves. And, you know, these other girls that might be struggling with their weight or struggling with their hair or struggling with their face or struggling with their looks or lonely or doesn't have friends or doesn't have a lot of friends or doesn't have a boyfriend, they're taking their insecurity and they're making it 10 times worse. And I think that's what's so bad about social media. It's so addicting, but it's so bad because people get stuck looking at that stuff. If I looked at dudes in six packs all day playing volleyball, my ass would be insecure. I'd be like, dude, I don't look good. But I don't look at that. I choose to not look at that nonsense. I don't want to look at dudes in better shape than me. It just hurts my feelings. I mean, not that it really would hurt my feelings, but if I looked at it all day, it would. I'm really confident because I don't pay attention to that. I pay attention to stuff that makes me better, stuff that can help me, and then I try to share stuff like that. And I think if we can give advice to people out there, that's what they would do. How would you navigate that? How can you tell people your age what not to look at and what to look at on social media?
I mean, I don't think I can necessarily like tell people like, hey, like you can't look at that.
But giving them advice, like, yeah.
I think like certain things, like if you're obviously insecure about like your body, you obviously wouldn't follow like a bunch of models like in swimsuits. I mean, like for me, like if I post something like, oh, like obviously I have a really nice car, and a lot of people think that that's me like bragging about my car, when really it's like, oh, I'm like appreciating what I have.
And you're wanting to share it with people. You're like, hey, look, I got my car. Let's go do something. Yay. Yeah, I get it. You're
exactly.
Excited and you want to share that excitement with people. I understand. That's why I said it's a fine line.
Yeah, a lot of people look at it as like, oh, like she's thinking that she's better than me since I don't have that nice of a car. And that's not what I'm trying to do. Like, and a lot of people see it that way.
Nor is it your fault. It's not even your fault. It's not like you go to work and buy the car. It's not your choice or your fault that you have something nice. Why should someone not like you for that?
Well, then they use the excuse, daddy's money. Now, I've had that one hit me so many times. Like, I mean, when someone tries to insult me, that's the only thing they can say. And I can't help it.
But don't they live in their home that's probably mommy and daddy's money? And they go to school with mommy and daddy's money and they buy their clothes money?
Yeah.
Like, why would they say that? That's very childish.
I don't know. Like, that's always my argument is like, what's the difference between you and I? Like, just because one makes more than the other doesn't mean that like you're not using your own parents' money too. So it's always just like an argument that I constantly like fight with because I'm like, I can't help it. Like, I truly can't. And I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I know it's tough on you guys because, you know, I grew up with really nothing and people made fun. It's weird how full circle happens. People would make fun of me for wearing fake Tommy Hilfiger shirts. I wrote it in the book. Like, you know, I would get bullied and people would say stuff. I got in a lot of fights because they would make fun of me because I lived in a trailer park because my car was $300 and the insulation was falling out. It was 12 colors and people thought I was like trash, like white trash. And even my in-laws at the time thought I was white trash before I married and they got used to me. Like they didn't like me. And to see me get successful and to spoil my kids, probably more than I should, but to see you guys sometimes struggle to where you have too much, people don't like you, it hurts my feelings. It's like full circle and then some. It's like, man, you can't win or lose. Like, you, either way, you're screwed. Like, you don't have enough, you get made fun of. You got too much, you get made fun of. Like, it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, or then they say, like, they're using you for your money, which isn't true. Like, I've had people, like, in the past, like, I date someone, they'd say, oh, they're just using you for your money, like, best friends. Like, I mean, it's just, I don't understand, like, what?
Well, let me ask you this. So you talked about going to college. No one in our family's ever gone to college. So I'm putting you on the spot here. Hannah was the first one to graduate high school. You're going to be a senior this year. So you're going to graduate high school either at Seaholm or at Lake Norman. What does college look like for you? Because I heard a little rumor that you might be waiting a year. And I said, oh, hell no, she ain't waiting a year. So what's going on?
I don't know, because it's not that I don't want to go to college. It's just that if I don't have a reason to, I feel like I shouldn't, because spending that much money just for me to like not benefit from it, I feel like is not fair.
I think that you should go for the experience. Now, I am the first one to say, if you don't know what you want to be, and you're going to go to college and you're never going to use that degree for something, because, you know, we got almost 2,000 employees and more than half have a college degree and they're probably not using it in our business. We don't care if they have one or not. My point is you don't want to go in there and get some kind of biology degree and you're going to get into sales or art, right? So if you're going for the experience, which I think is important, because it empowers you to make decisions on your own, live on your own, build, be in a community, a group, making friends, a sisterhood, all kinds of things, that they go through the same things you're going through. I think that part of college is important. And I didn't go, but I know that that part's important. And then figuring out what you want to do. You don't need the pressure of, hey, you know, I'm going to take the core classes and then figure out what my major is going to be and utilize that. I think that you should still think about going, at least for the experience and for that. But for those that waste money and get a degree they don't use, I'm just saying it doesn't have to happen. If they went and they got the experience and they got the degree they didn't use, but that experience helped them in their life, that's great. Because getting experience, Mackenzie, is better than anything you can learn in school. And getting experience in college of being an adult can help. And you'll build a friendship and a sisterhood with people that you don't have that you'll be excited to have. Those will be your homies for life. And I would assume so. I mean, everyone, that's what they have. Oh, it's my college roommate. You know, it's one of my best friends. So you get placed with people that you're forced to acclimate with them. And so I think if you don't go immediately, you probably will never go. And so my advice to you would be, just advising you as the host of True Underdog, as your dad, I'm going to advise you, yes, needs to find a way to go. But I would say you need to try really hard to go that first year, because to take a year off, you won't go back. But if you just go, okay, I'm going to get done with this and I'm going to go, and then you go. And if you go for 2 years and you don't like it, fine. But I don't look at it as a waste if you gain an experience out of it, and you might find a major you like and something you want to do. I know you yearn to be in, you know, filming and, you know, producing and music. And I know, and dude, you go to college for that and you can learn a lot of tools for that. You can go get a great job for that. You have the opportunity to be the first Waller out of our group to ever go to college. So it's a big deal. It's a lot of pressure.
It is.
But I think you can handle it. I don't think you should take time off. I think that would be a mistake, because you'll have regret. Here's what you won't regret. If you take the year off, and then you don't go, for the rest of your life, you'll regret wondering if you should have went. But if you go and you don't like it and you finish a year or two, because I'm not going to let you quit early, but you at least go for a year or 2 years, whatever, you won't have any regrets. That's the difference. Living with regret sucks, Mackenzie. You don't ever want to question and go, man, I should have done that. You want to just do it. If you think you should do it, you should do it. You should make a decision, because if you don't, that regret haunts you for a long time. What do you think of that?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I really wanted to travel for a little bit just to like...
Travel in the summertime.
I know, but like in the summertime, I'm probably going to be like around everyone. I don't know. It's just a lot to think about.
You need to think hard. You need to think real hard on that.
Okay.
So what is the one of the funniest stories you know about our family? Hannah told her poop story. I know you've got some stories. What's a good story? What's a good memory? What's a good thing we can share that maybe some of the listeners and viewers don't know about us, about our family, about you, about something?
I don't know about a story. Kind of put me on the spot.
That's what I do. I put people on the spot. It's like fire drill. It's like, bam, go. You got to come up with something. Well, you need to tell me something that me and your mom don't know about something you've done.
I literally don't know.
That's bullshit. You owe us that. You got to give me something. No, you got to give me something. I'm not taking
anything.
No for an answer. There is something that you've done.
Anything.
No, you either. You cut corners somewhere. You did something. What is it?
Let's see. Mom literally knows everything.
Oh, geez. You're selling out here. Okay, so what about Hannah told the story on the plane and the RV. Why don't you tell the story of what's a good story?
I mean, we have so many and I just can't think of one.
We do have a lot of good ones. You could, you know what you could tell the story of is you could tell the story of us on your birthday being in the Bahamas and getting the call about the house flooding.
That was such an awful trip.
Oh my goodness. So go ahead, tell the story.
Okay, so for my 16th birthday, I wanted to go to an island. And my birthday is New Year's Eve, so it's kind of hard to
It's a cool birthday, by the way, but it is hard to book something last minute when you tell us in December, I want to do this for my birthday. And we're like, oh gosh. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I told you way before that.
No, you didn't, but go ahead.
Yeah, I did. So we chose Bahamas. I wanted to go to Mexico, but we couldn't figure out if we could do that. So we chose Bahamas, and we did Atlantis, which we've been before, but this time it was a little bit last minute, so we didn't really get everything. And we had a baby with us.
We stayed in the dirtier rooms, right? Where we used to stay in the better rooms. We stayed in the older, dirtier rooms, and we weren't prepared
mold,
for that.
It was bad. It was bad. It was so bad. There was a bird on Hannah's porch. It was just rough. Plus, we had a baby.
There was dirty skivvies on our porch. Dirty skivvies outside in our porch. Go ahead.
That's disgusting.
Oh, so disgusting.
Well, so we flew out there. The first few days, it was kind of cold, but not super cold. But the water was freezing. The ocean was freezing. The pools were not heated. There were so many people everywhere. And, we were just trying to make the best of it. Trying to book everything. And we had a baby with us, so it was a little bit harder than expected.
Pootie was there with Hannah and Alex. So yeah, it was tough.
And she was a baby.
Just 5 months old.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this was right when Corona was getting ready to happen too. And so we're hanging out for my birthday. I think it was on my birthday. We're all sitting around and my mom gets a phone call from Arietta, which is our housekeeper, manager person that takes care of our house. And she's freaking out. The whole house had been flooded from the second floor all the way to the basement. There was water everywhere. Everything was destroyed. My mom was freaking out because we've had this happen two other times, I think.
At other houses.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at other houses. And so we're in the Bahamas. We're not leaving for another 2 days. It's on my birthday. This is right before 2020 happened too. So we were going into 2020 with a broken house. So everyone's like, you have got to be kidding me. So when we fly back to Michigan, all of our stuff is packed and we have to live in a hotel. I mean, all our stuff was destroyed. Insurance wouldn't cover it. It was such a mess. So we ended up having to find a house to rent for at least 4 months, I think. It was a long time.
It was tough. It was very tough. And then we finally moved in, 9 months later? Moved back in?
Yeah, right when, I think it was mid-summer. But while this was all happening, Corona happened, everything shut down. No one could work on our house. Like, it took us forever to get it fixed. It was so, that was such a mess.
Not a good way to do your 16th birthday. You remember that one forever. You got that phone call. But what really sucked is everyone was tired except me and Mom. We were the only ones that stayed up for your birthday and we had cake. Everybody else went to bed, remember?
Yeah, for my birthday dinner, literally it was just me, you, and Mom. Like, no one else was there.
Well, it was so late and they all went to bed. And then 2020 kicked in and then we had Corona, the China virus that came.
There was a lot of things that happened in 2020.
Oh, so bad. I'm glad to see 2021, but things are on the up and up. I believe that. We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. So what advice would you give listeners out there, young kids out there, parents out there? How can parents be better parents to their 17-year-old kids? What should parents do more of to be better parents?
I think parents nowadays should be a little bit more trusting. But I don't know. I mean, like, I know a lot of kids who are like, use that to their advantage. You know, I've had a lot of my friends like go to rehab and stuff. And like, I mean, it's tough, but I also think some parents can be a little bit more trusting, you know, considering like, I mean, kids can be out doing like a bunch of drugs or maybe just going to their friend's house. I mean, it just depends. Like, some parents are super duper strict. And I know so many parents that are like,
are your parents super duper strict?
Sometimes.
Me? Super strict?
Sometimes.
Huh. Okay. Keep going.
I don't know. I guess, like, and now, I mean, like, in today's world, that's kind of scary, though, because, like, there are some creepy people out there. Like, creepy people. Like, I've had some, like, creepy experiences with people, like, walking. I mean, I know London has in Florida. Like, it's just a mess.
There was another story. Some guy drives by on a boat and it's like, hey, to London. She's 14, but she looks like she's 18.
We were walking down the street and this guy literally walks up to London and is like, hey, like, can I get a look of that? And London's like, what? I mean, like, it's, I don't know. Like, it's like,
it's
what?
Bad. So your advice to parents is maybe check more on your kids, but also give them some trust if they're trustworthy.
Yeah. I mean, just have a conversation with them. Like, it's not that hard. I mean, some parents just, like, think the worst. And then some parents honestly just don't care and they should be thinking the worst. So it's kind of a hit or miss.
Okay. We're going to play a quick game, right? Before we wrap up. I just pulled this rabbit out of my butt. You ready? So, not physically, but I just came up with something. So I'm going to say a name and I want you to tell me what you think about when I say their name. You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bryce.
Football.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Jeremy.
Jail.
Oh, shit. That's not good. Okay, it's all right. It's all right. It's a game. You ready? Ready? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nana.
Smart car.
Smart car. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Kenny Boom Boom.
I don't even know.
You got to think of something pops
like
to the head.
Like a grill, I guess.
A grill. I like that. I like that. Okay. Okay. Papa Ron.
His like yellow car.
Oh yeah. The Chomo. The Chomo out there is the child molester vehicle. Even though he's not a Chomo, this is a yellow van with no windows. So do not drive a yellow van with no windows. I got candy. Get in. Hey, hey. That's what he looks like when he drives.
Ew.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Next, next. Elizabeth.
Mom.
All right. You ready? You ready? Claire.
Short hair. I don't know.
Jesse.
Redneck.
Grandma Sherry.
A bunch of pots. I don't know.
Okay, hold on. I'm not done. 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 Jared.
Truck.
Uncle Truck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pootie.
Crackhead.
Pootie's a crackhead?
Oh, yeah.
Alex Seeds.
I don't know. I just think of like a dork. I don't know. He's so mad, but like, he's just a
you know,
nerd.
Tens to hundreds of thousands of people download this episode and they're going to hear you say, Grandma Sherry, you think of pots. Papa Ron, you think of the Chomo. Claire, you think of short hair. Bryce, you think of football. Kenny, you think of a grill. What about Papa Bill?
Teddy bear.
Teddy bear. Alex Seed's a dork. Nana, a smart car.
Pootie, a crackhead.
Pootie, a crackhead. What? Jeremy, jail.
You know what story we should have told?
What story?
The drive from Michigan to North Carolina during Corona.
Go ahead. Tell the story. We've got time.
Well, I think you should join in, too, because I was asleep the 9 hours.
I'll jump in. Let's hear your version of the story, though.
My version is we're all packed up that night before. Everyone's, like, getting ready to leave. You guys almost left me, by the way, because I was sleeping. You don't remember that?
No, Mom, I think you make up stuff.
No, Mom claimed that she woke me up, and she never woke me up. Okay. Like, London went in my room and was like, what are you doing?
So we almost left you, but you're still here. So go ahead.
You guys have done that a lot. But anyway, so we get in the car. And I remember you and I decided to vlog that whole car ride. But I ended up having like a really bad stomach ache and had to take Benadryl and slept the entire way home. But we get in the car and I like just got my permit or I had my permit for a little while. And so I drove from Michigan all the way to the end of Ohio. Yeah. Yeah. And then I started to not feel very well. And this is when Corona was happening. Nothing was open. Everyone
it was Easter.
Scared.
By the way, it was Easter Day.
Was it really?
Yeah. We left on Easter.
Wow. Nothing was open. Everyone was at home, scared, watching the news, whatever.
And you had to shit.
Yeah. So we were driving and I'm like, oh my God, my stomach is hurting so bad.
And this is when we were so scared of bathrooms, right? Corona was new. The world was ending. Everybody was freaking out. And yours truly, me, I was freaking out. Like your mom was like, this is my everyday life. I sanitize every time anybody does anything. I'm a germaphobe. And that was your mom. I was like, holy shit, we're all going to die. Don't stop at bathrooms. Wear a mask. Wipe the things. I'm freaking out. Like we're four or 5 weeks into this.
We had rolls and rolls of toilet paper in the back of our car.
I know. And our TikTok people talked a lot of shit, remember?
Because they were like, oh my God.
We did that TikTok.
You're the one
who
stole.
There's all the paper.
Yeah, all that.
No, boo-boo. I ordered a lot because they said it's getting ready to run out. So I ordered a bunch. What do you want me to do?
I mean,
that'd make them smarter than you. It doesn't mean I'm wrong. I'm smarter than you. But go ahead. So you had to poop.
So bad. I had like.
And we had nowhere to go.
We had literally nowhere to go. There was like three cars following us. We had Hannah and Alex. We had my mom. We had me and my dad. Like we were just like, where do we go? So I remember we tried to go to a gas station and they said no. We're not allowing people to use the bathrooms. So I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Like, seriously.
And we're on an interstate.
Yeah. There was nothing near us. So I remember we pulled up.
So what did we do?
We pulled up to this like one, I think it was like Hobby Lobby or something. It was something weird like that. And we like rushed in and the girl was like, yeah, like you can use our bathroom, but like, you have to hurry. So I was like, okay, good with me. My stomach's hurting so bad. So I rushed in there, did what I had to do, came out. It was fine. My mom's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I think I'm good. So we pull out. We're on the highway again. And it happens again. I'm like, Dad, my stomach hurts again. I need to do it again. Like, my stomach hurts so bad. There was nothing near us. Nothing. We were in the middle of nowhere.
BFE, in the middle of BFE, Ohio.
There was nothing. And so my mom was like, okay, you're just going to have to do it on the side of the road. And I'm like, no way. But
we pulled over on the side of the road.
We had so much toilet paper in the back. We pulled over. I don't think I did, though, because I think we like went to a weird spot.
You went over behind the bushes a few times and you're like, I can't do this. I can't do this. We're like, just go, hurry. Cars drive by, you wouldn't do it. You clenched and squeezed it in. We tried to have you poop on the side of the road.
Yeah, I remember that. And then Mom gave me Benadryl, and I was out for 7 hours we pulled in and we were home and I woke up.
Oh, we had Arby's. We were jamming to Arby's and then we got food and then we went home.
No, we went to Bojangles.
That's right, Bojangles. That's right. It was a long drive. That was a pain in the ass, literally, for you. But it was It was just a pain in the ass drive, too, because it was exhausting. We were freaking out. We didn't know if the world was going to end soon.
Well, and Pootie pooped all in her car seat.
Pootie poops everywhere all the time. That's what Pootie does. Pootie is a pooper. She just poops everywhere.
Yeah.
Does she not?
She really does. I mean, she pooped on Hannah one time.
I know. Well, so you didn't poop on the side of the road.
Mm-mm. But we did
Has
that
Christian
drive.
Pooped on the side of the road?
He did. When we were driving back to NC. Remember? Yeah. It was me and London. I was driving. You guys were driving. I don't think you were there, though. But
no, I wasn't.
Over.
I was in California. Yeah.
Yeah, we pulled over. He had a poop in a bag. Mom was holding it. And then he ended up pooping his pants that same car ride. I mean,
poor kid.
It was so bad.
Can't catch a break. You know, every time I talk to one of you guys, Hannah, you, Kit, dinner tables, it always comes to poop. You guys always want to talk about poop. I don't understand.
I don't know. It's always just a topic at the family table. I mean, that's how you break the ice. Seriously.
Well, Kinsey, this has been really fun. How can people follow you on social media, Kinsey?
Just my name. Kenzie Waller.
Kenzie Waller. Okay, so, but we're only going to give them the Instagram. They don't need the Snapchat.
Yeah.
And you can also follow True Underdog Podcast at iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, YouTube. And you can go to trueunderdog.com. Make sure you make it a great day. Enjoy your family. Kenzie, this was a bomb. Bam! And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby.
Bam! Bam! True Underdog. Bam! Bam! Unleash the power.